U.S. and Chinese trade negotiators met in Shanghai this week and said they had a positive dialogue, a good sign in this ever-escalating trade war. But what has followed is the same old war of words. Here's Secretary of State Mike Pompeo.
For decades, China has taken advantage of trade, taken advantage of trade versus the United States of America, and taken advantage of trade versus countries in Asia and Southeast Asia. And it's time for that to stop.
And here's Hua Chunying from the Chinese Foreign Ministry. She responded to President Trump's call for these new tariffs on Chinese goods. If the U.S. adds new tariffs, she says, China will have to take necessary countermeasures. So what's that going to look like? Patrick Chovanec is chief strategist at Silvercrest Asset Management. You also spent time at Tsinghua University in Beijing. So what's your reaction to this announcement from Trump that basically is going to put tariffs on everything coming from China?
Well, the interesting thing is that the tensions between the U.S. and China are not limited to trade. Don't just look at the president's latest tweet. Go back and look at Vice President Pence's speech that he gave in October of last year, in which he outlined a whole host of areas in which the U.S. now sees China not just as a rival, certainly not as a partner, but actually as an adversary, as a foe.
Beijing is employing a whole-of-government approach to advance its influence and benefit its interests. It's employing this power in more proactive and coercive ways to interfere in the domestic policies of this country and to interfere in the politics of the United States.
There's some merit to some of the concerns that he expressed, but it means that even if they were able to resolve all the trade issues that are in front of them, the U.S.-China relationship would still be on a very rough path.
Right. When President Trump makes these announcements on Twitter, I mean, you've worked in China, you've taught there. How seriously does China take that?
It's interesting, you know, about how everyone takes it, because initially, president would tweet some angry tweet about General Motors, for instance, and the market would immediately react. And people have sort of learned to ignore that and say, okay, well, will it really translate into action? But right now, I mean, the tweet that he made yesterday about China was a policy tweet. I mean, it was a statement that the United States would, in fact, impose tariffs. And I don't think there's any way that you could not take that seriously.
I mean, how far is China willing to go, though, with their hardball stance based on a tweet?
So I doubt that China would actually impose retaliation until the U.S. tariffs went into effect. That's been sort of the way they played it all along. And China has its own economic difficulties. So I think they would like to tamp down any kind of trade sanctions that would negatively affect their economy. The question is China simply unwilling to give because it's intransigent and it doesn't want to change its ways? Or is it because it questions its negotiating partner? And I think increasingly in Beijing, at least, they're taking away the view that the United States would want to impose tariffs on China regardless of what China does. And that's a dangerous lesson for China to be taking away, because then it gives them very little incentive to play along.
And yet around this trade war and escalating tariffs, a bunch of other things have come into the discussion, from trade secrets and stolen patented information to soybean farming, fentanyl. What is this all really about?
So there's a lot on the table. For instance, U.S. has had security concerns about a telecom company in China called Huawei for many, many years. And so many things have been put onto the bargaining table that, short of a grand bargain, it's very difficult to resolve even issues that probably could be resolved between the United States and China.
Yeah, and as tensions increase, it's harder to imagine a win-win scenario. But can there be two winners in this trade war? Or eventually, will it just be two losers, or maybe even more than two losers?
There could be a win-win outcome, but the way that both sides are conceiving of it makes it very difficult. China, under Xi, has really not gone down the path of reform and opening that was promised. On the other hand, President Trump has all kinds of conceptions about trade being a big loser for the United States unless it's running a trade surplus. So you've got two sides which have conceptions of this conflict that lean more towards confrontation than towards resolution. And I think resolution is possible, but it requires disentangling a whole bunch of issues. But if we wrap them all up together in kind of a big tangle of Christmas tree lights, it's hard to untangle them.
Patrick Chovanec, chief strategist at Silvercrest Asset Management, thanks very much for your time.
You're welcome.